begin today with the Floorball World Championships, which are taking place here in the Czech Republic. The hosts made light work of Russia in their opening game on Saturday, winning by a whopping 8-1. But Sunday's opponents, Sweden, were rather a different proposition. After all, the Swedes invented floorball and have won the previous 6 World Championships without losing a single game. The Czech Republic opened brightly, taking a 2-0 lead, and the home crowd in Ostrava were no doubt dreaming of witnessing a famous victory. In the end, though, it wasn't to be, with the Swedes eventually winning 5-4. The Czech Republic's Aleš Zálesný shared his thoughts after the game.
We played great at the back and we scored a few goals. It's a pity about the beginning of the final period when we conceded 2 quick goals in a minute and a half. Otherwise, I think we had it in us to win, or at least to draw. There's a great crowd here in Ostrava, and I think the spectators deserve to see us win.
The Czech Republic's next game at the Floorball World Championships is against Latvia on Tuesday evening. Tennis, and Tomáš Berdych has won the Golden Canary Award for Czech Player of the Year for the 4th time in a row. This year, the 23-year-old fell from 9th to 20th in the world rankings, so the fact he took the prize does perhaps reflect the fact it wasn't a great year for Czech tennis. Berdych is philosophical about his season.
I am glad of the award. Of course, I'd prefer if my results on the court had been a bit better, but it's a long season and things go up and down. I was out for a relatively long time with injuries. This award is for the whole season, and really there is only room for improvement.
By the way, Tomáš Berdych says he's hoping to beat the Golden Canary record held by Jiří Novák. Novák took the award 6 times. Finally, the Prague Rally Sprint motor race ended in tragedy on Saturday, when 2 spectators were killed after a car driven by Poland's Leszek Kuzai skidded and crashed. Witnesses said a group of Polish rally fans hadn't reacted to calls from race officials to move away from an area designated as dangerous. The race was called off when the accident occurred, and organisers say they may not hold it again. That's all the sport for today.
Ian Willoughby there with the sports roundup.